Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out!
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
That has probably got to be one of my favorite intros because of the fact that, yeah, you've got to talk it out. You don't yell it out. You don't scream it out. You talk it out. And you give both sides the ability to express their opinions. When you just start shouting at people and you don't let them respond, yeah, that's not acceptable. Hey, what is it acceptable is going to 991fmtalk.com and answering today's poll question. City of Reno, so happy they spent $3.9 million in COVID relief funds on Reno City Hall. Were they good stewards of relief funds? They say they want to be. Yes or no? Check out the story and then answer the poll question. Yesterday's poll question, should the use of bulletproof vests be banned for civilians? Only 3% of those participating said yes. I do have some way progressive people monitoring what I say, not listening to me, monitoring what I say. So I'm sure they participated in that. The rest, basically, no. You don't have special rules for these people and special rules for those people. We all are supposed to live by the same rules, the same rule of law. We're all individuals. We're all special and unique. We all deserve protection, each and every one of us. That's not what the Democrats are looking at, though. All right, moving on to a different subject from the sham of an election, let's go on to the sham of a scandemic. Scamdemic, a plandemic. That is exactly what's going on. COVID is real. It is a real virus that was man-made and delivered into the world by the CCP from the Wuhan lab that has ties to some very bad people. And the stories that you're getting from the mainstream media is pretty much just the death count. You're not getting the recovery count. You're not getting anything else. You're not getting the, it's a 99% survivable, you know, virus. It's a miracle virus. It's eradicated the flu. People aren't dying of cancer anymore. People aren't dying of heart attacks anymore. They're dying of COVID-19, which is just, it's a miracle. Look at the numbers. Break it down for yourself because other people are not doing a good job of it or bringing you the stories like this one from Ethan Yang from the American Institute for Economic Research, their study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation. Sounds pretty legitimate. New study indicates that lockdowns didn't slow the spread of COVID-19. How about this one? The empirical case for a mask mandate lacks scientific grounding. That's a story from Philip Mangus. That was just today, actually, that story came out. The study on the spread came out yesterday. This is bad. Because you're not getting the important information like the fact that 55 people have died in the United States after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Okay? The other study that you should be aware of is that California is pulling back the Moderna vaccine because of the outrageous numbers of allergic reactions. These vaccines have not been tested properly. They have not gone through the extensive amount of testing, even on animals. They didn't test these vaccines on animals. In Norway, they're pulling the Pfizer vaccine because of deaths. Get this information out, because I told you months ago, Dr. Fauci told you months ago, Bill Gates told you months ago, that this was all going to lead to vaccination cards, travel cards, restriction on employment. You were going to have to prove that you got a vaccine to live your life. Elizabeth Glenz is joining us right now with Republican Women. And let me tell you, it's already starting here in Northern Nevada with one of the most unusual places, the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Monica J., and thank you to all of your listeners today. I wanted to take an opportunity to share something very disturbing, extremely anti-American, and very much a violation of civil liberties. So as I became aware of this situation just yesterday, I started making a slew of phone calls to our assembly women and you know, respected people and community leaders, and because this is absolutely wrong. And let me tell you what's going on. I was notified by an employee of the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows, right here in Reno, Sparks, and Fernley, right? They cover that entire area. And what has happened is they came up with a mandatory COVID vaccination policy, January 17th, 2021. And it states, and I'm going to pull a couple quotes out of their policy that I got a copy of, and I have been spreading it across this entire region, let me tell you. So here's some quotes. Vaccinations for the COVID-19 virus are mandatory for all BGTCM employees and volunteers who have been identified as consistently being in contact with their staff and or members. So listen to this. Verbal notification was given on Friday, January 15th in the late afternoon. Written notification was only provided yesterday afternoon on the 18th. Employees are being forced to reserve a time to be vaccinated today. So they were given no notice, and they were being forced to make a decision. And this decision is you have to get a vaccine, a questionable, proven, unsafe vaccine that has not been properly tested. And so they have already, Boys and Girls Club management has already secured a location that they are being required to on East 9th Street Wednesday, January 20th. That is tomorrow, between 8 o'clock in the morning and 3 p.m. And they are forced to get a vaccination. I'm going to quote further. To best accommodate our needs, employees will receive their vaccinations and must reserve a time in either of these one-hour slots by no later than Monday, the 18th, today, like I said. Interestingly, it says the COVID-19 vaccination policy complies with all applicable federal and Nevada state laws. What are those? I'd be very curious to hear, because, you know, our assembly women sure don't know what these laws are that they're referring to, nor did they quote them in their policy. And I quote further, proof of receiving your mandatory COVID-19 vaccination is provided at the time you receive your shots. Each vaccination recipient is given an appointment card showing when you receive your first vaccination and your scheduled date for the required second dose. In each case, they're going to keep then a copy in their employment file for the future, okay, for their employment future. And so now it goes on to say here, and I'm sorry, I want to make sure your listeners are listening to these quotes directly from their policy. In the event, and I'm quoting, in the event an employee or designated volunteer fails to provide written documentation of the vaccination or fails to establish that he or she is an approved accommodation, received this approved accommodation from a physician, the employee will be placed on paid and unpaid leave until they are satisfactorily able to meet the requirements set forth in this policy. And of course, they've had less than 48 hours of notice, and they're very, very disturbed. And there is only one opportunity where they could take this accommodation. Let's say if they go to a doctor and they get a permission not to have this, that they have to bring that to this chief executive officer, Mike Worm, for the purpose of providing this verifiable information. However, it is his decision that he may decline an employee's request for accommodation. So he becomes God, and he can, or king of his little kingdom, and he can tell people that, I'm not going to accept it. And so not only do you have unreasonable pressure, it is intimidation, because they have to make an appointment personally with this chief executive officer, and they have to beg so that they don't have to get this vaccine, and it has to be medically approved. So intimidation, no good options, and mandatory, when it's not even mandatory by hospital and schools. So I have already been in contact with our Assemblywomen Alexis Hansen and Assemblywoman Jill Dickman and others who are putting pressure. And I'm calling upon you and your listeners to call the Boys and Girls Club, get this Mike Worm, interesting last name, Mike Worm, on the phone and put some pressure on him. This is absolutely should not happen, and we have got to kill this right now. So my statement.
Elizabeth, going through also the paperwork that you sent me, this is not just employees. This covers the volunteers as well.
Absolutely, it does. Everybody.
So my call would be to parents to keep your kids home right now. Keep them out of the Boys and Girls Club. You know, is this the type of, we go back to the schools as well, is this the type of indoctrination that you want your children around? I know people have a hard time watching their kids right now, but seriously, this is the very first nonprofit business, whatever you want to call it here in Northern Nevada, that is mandating you get a questionable vaccine or you will lose your job. Who is going to follow suit after that? What nonprofit, what business is going to be next? They are setting the precedent right now. Is that what you want? I would urge, you know, I'm not going to tell people to leave their jobs. But I will tell people that everybody and their brother is hiring right now. The post office is hiring. The, you know, stores are hiring. Is that job more important than your integrity? More important than what you believe in? Because I know a lot of people believe in the vaccine. Even though 55 people have died from taking it. These were healthy people. These were not the sick people that now they're putting it on, you know, people in the nursing homes that are dying because it has a live virus in it and it is killing the elderly. So these stories are coming out of other countries, but this one, the 55 people, those people have died in the United States. And you can find the story through the Epoch Times because mainstream media is not covering this stuff. Why do you think California has pulled the Moderna vaccine? What vaccine are they using here? These are questions you have to have time to be able to ask yourself. Elizabeth, what is the feedback? Have you heard back from anybody that actually works or volunteers for the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows? How do they feel about this?
As a matter of fact, I have. And so I had a conversation with an employee. I want to identify this person. They are absolutely traumatized by this, emotionally distressed because of what is they're requiring them to do. This is they are very, very concerned about taking a vaccine that is unproven. And then it's already been clear and established that people are having very adverse reactions. So these are people who are feel intimidated, stressed, because I know that this person that I spoke with is going there today, if not already has done this, had to refuse to sign the paper committing to get this vaccine, and they are going to dismiss this person today or cut their in fact, they're not even going to fire. They never say fire. They don't say terminate. We're going to cut your hours down to zero so you can't survive. Now,
well, they
I know
want,
these people
they want
have
people
children.
To quit. They want people to quit, well, because if they fire them, they'll be responsible for unemployment payments.
That's exactly right. And talk about a low blow. What an unethical and disgusting way to run an organization, a nonprofit organization. These people love their jobs. They love working with these these children and their parents. These are very good people, and they are being viciously, you know, this is an attack upon their own conscience that they are having to wrestle with at this very moment.
Well, I tell you, donors need to be contacting Michael Worm right now. That is absolutely for sure. Elizabeth, will you hang on the line for just a second? I got to take a quick break, but I want to come back and wrap up this segment with you with some important information for people. We'll be right back after this on 92.3.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today as we continue our conversation with Elizabeth Lenz regarding the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows requiring mandating vaccination for COVID-19 if you are going to be in their employment or if you are going to be a volunteer. Elizabeth, again, remind people of when this came out and the time limit that people have had to make this very important decision. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's the hypocrisy of the left that it's my body, my choice when it comes to killing a baby, killing a human life, but it is not your choice when it comes to a vaccination that you could have an extreme allergic reaction to, or you could even die, which is one of the side effects that is actually listed. Elizabeth, this is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Monica. And it is just unbelievable that what I'm listening to, you know, with this organization and what they've been requiring these people to go through. So again, the timeline is that on Friday, this past Friday, on the 15th in the late afternoon, they were brought into a room and there was lawyers present who briefed them and said, you know, this is going to happen and
lawyers.
You need to come on Monday. Yes, they had lawyers, they said, in the room, and that they were the ones that presented the information. And so they felt, talk about intimidation. They're like, what is going on? And they're saying it's in accordance to law. They have no choice. And I just think that is complete BS. I'm sorry, but this is ridiculous. And then they weren't even, so that was, they had the weekend to kind of think about, this is coming up. Are they serious? They didn't know. But they were serious because Monday morning, just yesterday, they were called in to another meeting with, you know, I'm not sure if it was the CEO himself, Mike Worm, but that's when they received the actual written policy that is requiring them. So it was a policy, it was just amended on the 15th, or excuse me, on the 17th of January. And so this was nothing that was original. This is not what they signed up for when they became employees. And people are having to make a forced decision today already, Monica. Already. They are there right now. And they are pressured into getting this vaccine. And they have to sign a statement in saying they will or they will not. And if they do not, then your hours are going to be either paid or unpaid, and you're going down to 0 hours, right? And so that's what there's a lot of people there. There are pregnant staff members I know of that, you know, that I was informed of. They're making this decision. And I know of, anecdotally, I was told by this employee that this person they know who is pregnant tried to get a note from her doctor, and because she's pregnant and has obvious reservations, and the doctor was unwilling to provide that accommodation because they didn't want the pressure and the retaliation. So I don't have that confirmed, but that's what I was told. So this is a great pressure that they're experiencing right now.
Elizabeth, you know, it's one thing, because people know that I am completely 100% against masks. It's one thing to require someone to wear a mask, because
which they do.
A lot of people just go along. You know, they fear, okay, not going to worry about it. But it's another thing to mandate that people get an unproven injection of chemicals into their body that they have no idea how the reaction is going to be, to, you know, mandate this for them to keep their job. I would hope this is where people grow their spine. Because even though they love working with the kids, guess what? There are other organizations. There are other jobs. You can become mentors to the kids through other ways. This is the time that you stand up for yourself and you stand up for your liberties. Because there will always be businesses and companies that say, you know what? No, we believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. We believe in your freedoms, your liberties, and we will never require anything like this. So come work
for us. You're
right, Monica.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, you know, they already follow very stringent requirements for the mask, which I agree are ridiculous, number one. Number two, they practice social distancing, you know, thoroughly, all the time. And if that's not good enough, why are they having to do it anyway? And and even hospitals and schools are not mandatory in this. What gives them the right at a boys and girls club working with children who are a very, you know, they're not even super spreaders. They're not even, it doesn't impact them whatsoever. There might be some rare occurrences where a child has severe comorbidity, some other very serious condition. Maybe they shouldn't even be in that school anyway. Now, to require them to do this is absolutely absurd. It makes no sense. And interestingly, there's a note on this you know, policy I want to read, where Mike Worm again says, oh, anecdotally, we have been informed by many in the community that such a vaccination card may very well become necessary when businesses reopen, sports return, for travel purposes, etc.
Well,
so
and
he's
we've been
pushing the idea, right?
We've already been saying that for that's the whole plan from Fauci and the left. They're going to require that. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. I have to get into a Fox News break here, but very quickly, what do you want people to do?
I want them to, if they are donors or know of any donors, I want them to call them and inform them. The board members of this Boys and Girls Club didn't even know. The regional director on a regional board member didn't even know. So I want, and I've already talked to one of their major funders, and he didn't know, and he's calling them too. And I want your listeners to do the same. Put pressure on them. Call him now and make sure he knows this is not acceptable. We have got to kill it so that precedent is not established.
All right.
Thank you,
Elizabeth Lenz. Thank
me.
You so much for this just vital information. We'll be back right after this Fox News update with more on how you need to protect yourself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those aren't just, you know, thrown out there for a reason. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's Tuesday. You've been in quarantine for so long, you don't even know what day it is. Why don't you take a shower? Or at least change your pajamas. And don't forget to brush your teeth. It's Tuesday.
I'm sorry, but that was hysterical. Oh, I haven't brushed my teeth yet, so that's why I'm laughing. Oh my gosh, I'm actually crying. That was so funny. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I'm not even going to tell you what I'm wearing. Let's get right back into this as we had Elizabeth Lenz on telling us about the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows now requiring for employment the COVID vaccination, even though it's being pulled in certain states. So, you know, I had to hear from Scott on this issue. So here we go. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, already allows companies to require employees to be vaccinated for the flu. Workers who don't wish to be vaccinated for medical reasons can request an exemption under the Americans with Disabilities Act, as can those for whom taking the vaccine could violate their religious beliefs. Under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, referencing back to that, the likelihood is the guidance EEOC will issue relative to a COVID vaccine is that an employer will be allowed to do that, said attorney Helen Rella of Wilk Auslander. And considering COVID is much worse than the flu, we anticipate they will issue guidelines stating it's the position that it would be reasonable for an employer to require an employee to get the vaccine. What's the difference in this case is that COVID-19 vaccines are expected to first become available under an emergency use authorization, or EUA. That means the Food and Drug Administration approves the drug without first having all usual evidence that a drug is safe and effective. Share this. You people just are always looking for a fight and are blind to common sense. Scott. Scott, you are such a... First off, COVID-19 is not worse than the flu. We don't even see the flu anymore because it's just automatically listed as COVID-19. Show the death rates. The death from flu is down 98%. Do your research. Also, all of the other deaths are down because they're listed as COVID. So these numbers aren't even proven. The vaccine isn't proven safe. It is proven a percentage safe for a very small segment of people that it was tested on. Other countries are pulling the vaccines. States are pulling the vaccines. This is setting precedent. They're a nonprofit organization. That's fine. People have the right to not donate to that nonprofit organization. Everybody is supposed to have rights. And it is not, in my opinion, once again, it is not a right of employers to say you have to get a vaccine to work here. But then again, I just look out for people, not for companies, not for corporations. And let me tell you, the Boys and Girls Club is a huge corporation under the guise of a nonprofit. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children? Yeah, they do good work, but they also indoctrinate. They make people reliant. And I'm not going to get started on the lack of supervision of what goes on in these clubs, because there are all kinds of things going on that parents don't know about. So, Scott, once again, go live in Russia. Go live in Venezuela. Go live in China. This is America. And this is not a deadly disease that is going to wipe out the country. This is a manufactured virus that was meant to do its job. And it is doing its job. It's putting total fear in people, with people like you trying to spread that. 99% recovery rate. unbelievable. Hi, Monica. What was the name of the caller that just called in regarding, her name was Elizabeth Lenz. She's with the Republican Women's Club. So I don't know what you need that for, but okay. Here's another good story for you. This country is going to be completely divided because just from this research, 47% of Americans are unwilling to take the COVID vaccine. Minorities, even less willing. So I guess I guess half of us are just going to be living off the dole of the government. Let those who are willing to go out and do this, they can support us who aren't going to do it. Because if that means my job, well, I'll just be living off the government. Because I'm not going to put that into my body. 47% of people are unlikely to get the COVID-19 vaccine. 53% of Black people are unlikely to get it. 50% of Latinos or the Latinx people are unwilling. 48% other ethnicities. 38% of white people. 44% of Americans feel the vaccine is untrustworthy. 25% of vaccinated individuals said they are unlikely to wear a mask after vaccination. Surprisingly, 33% of people over the age of 55 are unwilling to get the vaccine. So even as people get older, they're more unwilling to get it. This shouldn't be a question. If you want it, get it. If you don't. Nothing else should be tied to that. Your travel, your employment, your ability to go grocery shopping. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Jean this morning. Jean, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
The unelected government at Lake Tahoe is front and center this morning. We really have a brush fire for the public that really needs to be put out in the most strident manner possible. And the more that I've looked into the vehicle use fee emanating from the Tahoe Transportation District that's slated to be put in front of the legislature and the governor to give them the latitude to do this, it's pretty abhorrent, and it's about as ugly as it gets. So,
and that's coming in just 2 weeks, February 1st.
Legislative session, but here's what I've learned, and just to give you some insight, I had a major back fusion surgery in 2015. I have been doing special exercises on my national forest lands on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe up to 200 and 225 days a year. I don't even think I would be functional right now without that national forest access to recover from my pretty draconian back surgery. The fee being imposed at the potential fee from the Tahoe Transportation District for day use of Lake Tahoe by the public who is non-resident is $5 every time you enter your national forest lands in the Tahoe Basin. For me, that fee would have been $1,500 a year. That is the potential for the public and those who are at Tahoe Meadows right now in the basin recuperating from hip replacement, knee replacement, shoulder replacement, and back surgeries now in their national forest and need to be up there constantly. That could be the potential fee behind this, is up to $1,500 a year. On the flip side, residents will be allowed open-ended access to Lake Tahoe for an annual vehicle fee of $90 a year. So we can't have disparity like this. We can't have gentrification of the public when it comes to our public lands. There's also,
especially for the fact we already pay for all of this, Gene.
Exactly. These are already publicly funded roads that access our national forests of Tahoe. U.S. Highway 50 and Highway 28 are funded and administered, and NDOT does a great job in maintaining the drivability of these byways. We really don't need anything else done to them. They are a finished product. I'm saying to Mr. Carl Hastie at the Tahoe Transportation District that your invented $1.5 billion deficit to do roundabouts and decorative walk walls and all the other bells and whistles, the public could care less about. And the public is never going to stand for a fee emanating from a non-elected agency on our national forest lands. If there's ever going to be a fee at Lake Tahoe, it will be the $40 annual recreation pass for a specific national forest or specific lands that you obtain from the Forest Service office, and nothing more than that. So,
you know, if they're going to charge a fee for something, Gene, excuse me for interrupting, if they're going to charge a fee for something, they might want to charge it to go clean up the toxins, the mercury that's going into Emerald Bay every single day at toxic levels. You know, when people go into nature, they go into nature. Guess what is not in nature? Retaining walls, metal sculptures, roundabouts that are so pretty, that are designed. That stuff is not in nature. Like you said, people couldn't care less about it.
Yeah, and, you know, so I think what this comes down to is the they have to present this to both legislatures of California and Nevada. So it's imperative on the listening audience to bombard Congressman Amodei, Senator Rosen, Senator Masto, to get a congressional front to persuade the governor that these kinds of draconian fees on the public to visit national forest lands at Lake Tahoe could never come to fruition, and that he has to understand that. And the context that he would understand that in, it would be like Las Vegas saying, we're going to have a use fee for everyone outside Las Vegas coming into Las Vegas, and everyone who lives in Las Vegas will have some other disparate fee to them. But it's an economy wrecking thing. But I don't want to lose context to this. Never before has an unelected agency attempted a takings of national forest lands, and that's basically what it is. They're trying to do something that they have no standing to do with the public. But the fees will be pretty draconian, and they're designed to be punitive, and they are.
It's just, it's amazing. Gene, I cannot thank you enough for following all this and bringing the information to the public, because this really is important. I mean, with election and COVID and all this other stuff, we have to also be focused on what's going on right around us. And again, it's tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend. Gene, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
So
I really appreciate your time on this.
Thank you. Bye.
This is what people do. People ask me all the time, what can I do? What can I do? Find a topic, find a position, whatever you are with, and research it and help people understand. Just like Battleborn Patriots is doing, taking Nevada back, takingnevadaback.com, looking for volunteers. They're already going through some of the bills that are going to be proposed in the legislature, and they are dismantling every single bill to disseminate the information to you easily and so you can know what's going on. So please, if you want to get involved, contact takingnevadaback.com, or you can just contact Barney Wadley directly at BarneyW6@Yahoo.com. BarneyW6@Yahoo.com. We'll be back to wrap up the show with your texts and emails right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1FMTalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
All right, it's the Monica Jay Show, and as CNN pushes to close down Newsmax, OAN, and Fox News because of different opinions and different things going on, I'm sure that, well, I know that people are trying to shut me down as well. Letters sent off to the FCC and the FBI. Give me a break. Couple of quick texts and emails here. Morning, Monica. Please go easy on Scott from Reno. Otherwise, we will have to listen to him on Tom Sullivan, telling everyone how crazy the lady on local show before Tom is. LOL. And may have to find an alternate to Tom to listen to between 12 and 3. Randy, you know, Randy, actually hang on, because I don't know. After the end of January, I don't know if Tom Sullivan is going to be there or not. So I am not privy to all of the workings inside Mr. Evans' head. So just be listening for announcements on that. Let's see. Another Scott here. Realize you'll never be able to sway Mr. Scott, don't you? Some people are so focused on what they believe, they're not willing to hear anything you have to say, right or wrong otherwise. Good luck. That's true. That's true. And that's why it's important not to take away other people's voices and opinions. It's called the freedom of speech. Even hate speech is protected. Why? Because if we don't have these conversations, if we don't have somebody else's opinion, how are we ever going to find the truth? You take a little from column A, you take a little from column B. Scott's right on things, I'm right on things. Scott's wrong on things, I'm wrong on things. But if we don't have the ability to talk things out and to let people make up their own minds, well, we're already a socialist country. That's just full-on communism. Thank you for being here today. Make up your own mind. Find your own truth. Make your own decisions, even when it comes to vaccination. Love you. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.